Antaranga means innermost. The satisfaction of the innermost hankerings of serving one another in the highest sentimental form. So that attitude is indispensable in this serving. Things may be approached with the spirit of exploitation, and the opposite, to leave everything with the spirit of indifference and renunciation, and to become single. And the third form of life will be to associate with everything with the spirit of service. And that service generally of two kinds. In the beginning, respectable, and in the highest quarter, it is very friendly, familiar, and unreserved giving and taking of the innermost senses, sentiments. In the Madhudara. In other rasa also, in Vatsalya rasa, Yashoda is weeping the sun. And if anyone wants to do that, obviously by imitating Yashoda, he wants to weep the Gopal Vigraha or something. That will be too much audacity and ignoring the whole thing. When one is in the level of Yashoda, in affection towards Krishna, in the intense affection towards Krishna, she can weep. And from ordinary position, he will go to imitate Yashoda, I can weep Gopal. And that will be suicidal self-frustration, self-deceptive. In other way, a form of atheism. This is all mental concoction. Ultimately it will conclude there. I tried so long, but I found nothing to be extraordinarily ecstatic. Atheism. The offense will take him down, out of down. Research scholar with great strain, he has found out such truth. A blunt-headed man, if he goes to do that, and he cannot help or follow the steps one by one regularly, he will go to make experiment and ultimately come back. No, this is all false. তাহলে তুমি আর অরণ্য মহারাজ সব দীক্ষা ফাংশন আই হ্যাভ গট আই উইল স্টপ হিয়ার
the Mahapurana. All the different from the Purana.
Okay, पुराण
अदय
श्रीमद् भागवतम
इज कंसीडर्ड एज महापुराण मोर रेस्पेक्टेबल पंडित महाशय महापुराण तो भागवत सम्बन्धे बला आछे आर कोनो पुराण के महापुराण बला आछे
अग्निपुराण की बुद्धि बोले मन है किंतु भागवत ही प्रसिद्धि महापुराण मिलती
भागवत ही प्रसिद्धि जरूरी
समस्त पुराण तो श्रेष्ठ महापुराण
महापुराण
दश लक्षण हल साधारण पुराण पंच लक्षण दश लक्षण
एक्सट्रा की बोलन
आप भागवत अत्यसर्ग विसर्गस्थ स्थान पोषण मुतय मन्वंतरे सानुकथा निरोध मुक्ति आश्रय दशटी और साधारण पुराण तो पांचटा
লিখে নেন পণ্ডিত মশাই বলছেন আমি শাস্ত্রে দেখেছেন ভাগবতম দেয়ার আর টেন সিমটমস হাই সিমটমস অফ পুরাণ ইন আদার ওনলি সিক্স পদ্ম পুরাণেতে ওই রকম
ছটা ঠিক ওইরকম একটা ভাষা আছে হয়তো আমি ঠিক দেখিনি
সাত্বিক পুরাণ তো আছে ছখানা সাত্বিক রাজসিক তামসিক তিনটে ভাগ আছে তার মধ্যে পদ্মপুরাণ তো পদ্মপুরাণ গরুড় পুরাণ
পদ্মপুরাণ সাত্বিক পুরাণ বিষ্ণুপুরাণ
বিষ্ণুপুরাণ তিন তারপর তো ভাগবত ঘটি চার আরো বোধ হয় নারদীয় নাকি
নারদীয়
পাঁচ আর একটা কি গরুড় পুরাণ বায়ু বায়ু পুরাণ নয় বোধ হয় ব্রহ্ম বৈবর্ত লোকের সাত্বিক হ্যাঁ সাত্বিক পুরাণ
ছটা
তারপরে আবার মহাপুরাণ হচ্ছে ভাগবত এবং তার বারোটা লক্ষ তো ওই কটা আপনি একটু লিখে দেন কাউকে দিয়ে
এতে তত্ত্ব সন্দর্ভে প্রথমে অনেক বিচার করার পরে মহাভাগ মহাপুরাণ মানে শ্রীমদ ভাগবত কি প্রমাণ চক্রবর্তী বলা হয়েছে জীব গোস্বামী পাদ বলেছেন
কেননা এতে শ্রুতির লক্ষণ তারপরে ন্যায়ের লক্ষণ তারপরে
স্মৃতি স্মৃতির ন্যায় সবই তো আছে
হ্যাঁ স্থানত্ব একে হ্যাঁ পঞ্চদাত্র মানে এই লক্ষণ দেখিয়েছে ভাগবতে যে সাতটি শ্রুতি বলা হয়েছে তারপরে পুরাণ বলা হয়েছে বেদার্থ পুরাণ পুরাণ পুরা পুরাণ পুরাণ লক্ষণ শ্রুতি লক্ষণ তারপরে ন্যায় লক্ষণও বলা হয়েছে ন্যায় লক্ষণ আছে
ন্যায় লক্ষণ বেদান্ত মীমাংসাকেই সাধারণত ন্যায় বলা হয়েছে মানে বিচার অর্থাৎ মীমাংসা ভাগকেই ন্যায় বলেছে
মানে অর্থ ওয়ং ব্রহ্মসূত্র আনা
ব্রহ্মসূত্রের কথা আছে মীমাংসা
অর্থ ওয়ং ব্রহ্মসূত্র আনান ভারত অর্থ বিনির্ণয় গায়ত্রী ভাষ্য রূপ বেদা অর্থ পরিণয় আর তন্ত্র লক্ষণও দেয়া আছে এবং নানান ক্রিয়া যোগা সর্বে সংস্কৃতি করে তাই বা পরিণাশায় কল্পন্তে এই যে তন্ত্র লক্ষণ ওই যে প্রস্থানত্রয়
শ্রুতি স্মৃতি ন্যায়
শ্রুতি স্মৃতি ন্যায় আর প্রস্থান চতুষ্টয় বলেছেন পুরাণকে ধরে প্রস্থানত্রয় কিন্তু কোনখানে লেখা আছে যে পুরাণকেও তার মধ্যে ধরলে প্রস্থান চতুষ্টয়
হয়
তা সবটাই শ্রুতি লক্ষণ স্মৃতি লক্ষণ তারপরে পুরাণ লক্ষণ তন্ত্র লক্ষণ এই চারটে লক্ষণ আছে অতএব মহাপুরাণ জীব গোস্বামী বলেছেন যে এইরকম চারটে লক্ষণ যদি কোন শাস্ত্রেতে থাকে এক জায়গায় তাহলেই তাকেই প্রমাণ চক্রবর্তী বলে এরকম আছে কি বলে হ্যাঁ ভাগবত গ্রন্থরাজ তিনি এই একমাত্র এই সর্বলক্ষণে যে ভূমিষ্ঠিত অতএব তাকেই প্রমাণ ধরা যায় একমাত্র এইবারে জীব গোস্বামী তত্ত্ব সন্দর্ভে ধরেছেন,
তত্ত্ব সন্দর্ভে আছে।
তা ওই শ্রুতি
বাক্য হিসাবে সব রকম আছে, মানে বাক্য হল প্রভু সম্মিত, স্মৃতি কান্তা সম্মিত, সুরীশ সম্মিত, তিন রকম বাক্য এতেই আছে। তিন রকম বলা আছে,
বন্ধুভাবে মানে গার্জেনের মতন হুকুম করা বেদ, আর পুরাণ বন্ধুভাবে বলছেন, আর
কাব্য সাহিত্য কান্তাভাবে
স্মৃতির ভগ্নি, আর কান্তাভাবে কাব্য স্মৃতির ভগ্নি, ভগ্নির মতন বলছে স্মৃতি, আর শ্রুতি পিতার মতন হুকুম করছেন ভগ্নি, আর পুরাণ বন্ধুর মতন, আর স্ত্রী হল গিয়ে কাব্যের মতন। তো সব লক্ষণীয় তো
সব লক্ষণীয় আছে।
আপনি ওই যে ছয় বারোটা বললেন ওইটা একটু টুকে দিতে হবে কাউকে দিয়ে, মুখস্থ বিকজ দ্যাট দ্য 12 পয়েন্টস আর স্যাটিসফাইড অনলি দেয়ার। First, four points first, then analyzed, it comes to 12. First, four points is this, Shruti, Ved, revealed truth, does not care for any reasoning. Do this, like a guardian, that is Veda. The temperament of the Vedic instruction is like a guardian, do this, no question of any showing any reason, because it is not necessary in that plane of life. No doubt, no suspicion can enter into that plane. The sincere affection of the father to the son, so no questioning can enter in that temperament. Shruti is only commanding, do this. This is Shruti. A Smriti, mildly, like sister, Smriti says, in appealing tone, in the daily practices of our life, that is translated, that truth of the Ved is translated there, represented there, and that is distributed to us. That is in Smriti. Smriti, one Manu or three, Manyati, Vishnu, Harita, Jagga, Valku, Sanangira, these are Mahajan Smriti. Our everyday practices have been guided by the, just as the father instructs his daughter, distribute such food to my son. And he is doing that. Smriti Bhagini. And the Puran is like a friend. Such man did in such a way, and he has got this good result. If you do, then you will also expect to have that benefit. In this way, like a friend, Puran comes to help us by showing so many stories relating and so many historical references. Puran comes to influence us to do particular things, like a friend, Puran. And that is another kavya, this epic, that is also comes to sweetly represent to the husband good things don't do this, that will not be beneficial for us. In a sweet way, she represents to the husband some sort of advice. Then another side. And another standpoint, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, and that is Tantra. Tantra means do any practice in such way that it will be finished in no time, with this policy. Jat karoshi, jat asnasi, jat juhoshi, jat dadasi, tat krushya madatparam. Then you will get relief from that thing very soon. Very so. Just as a patient, his favorite dish is particular, like salt or some sweet. Always, if you cannot do without that, you take that, but mix with this medicine. Then it will, the difficulty will go away. So tantra is like that, in which we have got our affinity, do it, but mixing it with such understanding, some connection, some godly connection, some divine connection, apply to it and then do it. And you will be very easily and shortly relieved of that. That is tantra. So, but the Veda is the root of all, and that is also coming, this is called prasthanatraya, the points of departure. Three points of departure. Ved, that the command of the father, Ved like father commanding the children, do this. And that is their coming down, points of departure. One Smriti, another Puran friendly, and another sisterly Smriti. Smriti and the Puran and Tantra. Smriti, Puran, Mahabharata ki bola jata
hai? Nay.
And Nay, Vedanta, Yukti. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find all of them. It is Hattati Smriti. Like Ved is command sometimes, and like departure, the departure about the logical side, tarko, yukti, means logical, Vedanta, sankho, then
Jaimini,
all these short darshan, the six schools of philosophy, as found in India, six schools of philosophical presentation. Nay means logic, then Vedanta, Vyasadeva, that also, all represented in a logical way. That is Nay. In Bhagavatam, the Nay is there, the Shruti is there, the Puran, the friendly advice is there, and also the tantric, that do it in such a way that you will get relief from that very soon. That tantric pantra, that is also there. So, all the possible evidences are given in Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is Mahapurana. No other Puran, no other Shastra is so much authentic as Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Jiva Goswami, he selected Bhagavatam as the only praman which can help us to God realization. And why he accepted Srimad Bhagavatam, he gave explanation for that. In the beginning, he counted 10 kinds of evidences. 10 kinds, dasra kame praman dhuresan. And he eliminated them one by one, showing some defect in them. And ultimately he has taken only Shruti or Apta Pramana. Shruti means that which that comes revealed from the beginning of the world, from Krishna to Brahma, through Brahma, through the creator of the world, the knowledge that is extended here through the creator of this world. That is Shruti. And and apta. Apta means those, that Mahajan, those that come down from higher sphere to help the people here, their words also we can take as evidence. Are all empirical attempts to know the truth spiritual. That is all defective and that must be cancelled. In this way, Jiva Goswami has approached in his first part of Bhagavad Sandarbha, where he has considered the question of epistemology. Question of epistemology, that which should be the real evidence we should accept. Epistemology. He has first he counted 10 kinds of evidences and then cancelled one by one, showing the defects, and only he has accepted 2, Shruti as well as Mahajan Vakya, Apta Vakya. Bhaam Pramad Karanapata Vipraldishya. These are the test. Bhaam means commission. We commit something wrong. Then Pramad means omission. Omission, we can't detect many things. That is also a defect. Pramad Karanapata. The defect in the instrument through which we examine the truth, that is also a cause to our conclusion, can cause defect in our conclusion, karanapata, the instrument of imperfection, karanapata, bhavam pramad karanapata, vipralisya, prejudice. We are prejudiced in such a way that we can't see the truth. We cannot be impartial, and so we cannot detect the fact. It is neglected. We are so prepossessed by some prejudice. That is vipraliksha. These 4 things are enemy to our right conclusion. So these tests were put to other pramans and all failed. Only Shruti and Apta Vakya. These 2 pramans stood. In this way he has proved in his book of epistemology in Bhagavata, Tattva Sandarbha, the ontological inquiry. Tattva Sandarbha means ontological inquiry, analysis. And there he has then almost all others are defective, only Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the satisfaction of the highest evidence about the inquiry of the Supreme Entity, Transcendental. So there we find, and the Ramana, this, he is a great Pandit, 6 titles he has got, including Vaishnava philosophy also, Vaishnava Darshan. And he says that 12 points there are special in Srimad Bhagavatam, and in other Puran they can have only 6. So 6 more special points in favor of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam, what he will say, that will be the highest standard of truth. And Jiva Goswami also has said the 4 kinds of approaches towards the truth, Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya, and Tantra. And Srimad Bhagavatam is said, Risa Sattvati Shruti, has been got recognition as Shruti. Then Shruti. Shruti ki bala hai che Bhagavat ke, kota hai? A Puran, Mahapuran bala hai che. It is Mahapuran. And
Gita ke Shruti bolen. Video Shruti amader Gita Upanishad bola ache. Kotha jodi ami dekhechi je Gita ke
Gita to Mahabharat Shrutir moddhe. Mahabharat holo Shrutir moddhe. Kaje kaje Gita Mahabharater moddhe ate take Shruti dharon hoy. Kintu Bhagavate Shruti ei kotha bola ache.
Ha Bhagavate Shruti kotha ache Varnashramer kotha. Prahlad charitre ei saptmuskandite ja ache. Atur sadhyer kotha bodhe ইয়েও ধরেন
মনু,
হ্যাঁ মনু কেন আপনার যে আমাদের যে ইয়ে রঘুনন্দন আত্মসাধ্যের ব্যাপার আছে, সেখানে বহু কথা বলেছেন
সাতটি শ্রুতি, তারপরে এবং নিনাং ক্রিয়া যোগা সর্বে সংস্কৃতি যে তন্ত্র লক্ষণ ইতিহাস, দেন ন্যায়শাস্ত্রটা কি বলা হয়েছে, অর্থ এবং ভ্রম
বলছেন, ওরা ওই বেদান্তকেই বলছেন পূর্ব মীমাংসা বা উত্তর মীমাংসা,
ওই অর্থ এবং ব্রহ্মসূত্র আনান, ভারতার্থ বিনিময়, ওই ভারতার্থ বিনিময়তে স্মৃতি হয়ে গেল, অর্থ এবং ব্রহ্মসূত্র আনান, কাজে কাজে বেদান্ত ন্যায় হয়ে গেল, ব্রহ্মসূত্রানং ভারতার্থপরিবৃঙ্খিত গায়ত্রী ভাষ্যের
উপসর্গিত
বেদার্থ পরিবৃঙ্খিত
বেদার্থ পরিবৃঙ্খিত মানে পুরাণ পুরাণে বিবৃঙ্খিত হয়েছে
আর মহাপুরাণ তো বলাছে ইদং ভাগবতং নাম পুরাণং ব্রহ্মসম্মিতং ইদং ভাগবতং নাম পুরাণং ব্রহ্মসম্মিতং অধীতবান ব্যাপরাদৌ পিতুর্দৈবায়নাদহম তদহং ত্রিবিধাস্যামি মহাপৌরুষী কৌভবাম গৌর হরিব তা আপনি ওই বারোটার লক্ষণ একটু টুকে দেবেন কোনখানে আছে রেফারেন্স দিয়ে সেইটা এদিকে দিতে হবে হরি কৃষ্ণ এরা সব এইসব বিষয়ে আলোচনা করছে দেখুন কতটা
না যদি ভাগবত সন্দর্ভ আপনি যদি একটু করেন তাহলে ইংরেজির একটা অনুবাদ হলে এর থেকে তো আর কিছু নেই এটা তো সবচেয়ে আমাদের প্রমাণ
আমাদের সবচেয়ে একবারে ভাগবত মোস্ট অথেন্টিক হোল অফ গৌরী
ভাগবতের সার একবারে আছে
ভাগবত সন্দর্ভ
Is there any special significance to the Kurma Purana?
Kurma Purana. Kurma Purana kon Purana? Rajasik? Na Sattik? Yeah. Kurma Purana. Ota Rajasik na Sattik?
Kurma Purana ke to Bhagavane kathai aache. Ta Rajasik bara jai na. Sattik er mandhi jai.
Mane Vishnu Purana hali pari Sattik hali. Aar Rajasik hali Brahma. Kamsik hali Shiva Purana. শিবের প্রশংসা হলে তামসিক
সাত্বিকে শ্রীগঙ্গ সাত্বিকে বিষ্ণুর আধিক্য রাজসেতে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড
ওই গৌরীয় কণ্ঠহারে তোলা আছে এটা গৌরীয় কণ্ঠহারে এই শ্লোকটা তোলা আছে
চত্ব সন্দর্ভে সব দিয়েছেন
তোলা আছে
প্রথমেই তো এই বিচার তাঁর প্রথমেই তো প্রমাণ বিচার হয়েছে এই জন্য আর আলাদা করে ব্রহ্ম সন্দর্ভ লিখেন নেই ব্রহ্ম পরমাত্মা ভগবান তো আলাদা করে এই জন্য ব্রহ্মতত্ত্বের
জায়গায় ভগবান বসিয়েছেন আর পরমাত্মার জায়গায় জীবকে ডিল করেছেন বেশি জীব দত্ত আর ভগবানের জায়গায় কৃষ্ণকে বসিয়ে দিয়েছেন ব্রহ্ম পরমাত্মা ভগবান তা ব্রহ্মেতে ব্রহ্ম সন্দর্ভে
তত্ত্ব সন্দর্ভকে বলা যায় ব্রহ্ম সন্দর্ভ
তত্ত্ব সন্দর্ভ তো প্রমাণ সম্বন্ধে দ্য সিক্স পার্ট ইন ভাগবত সন্দর্ভ জীব গোস্বামী প্রভু দি ফার্স্ট পার্ট হি হ্যাজ শোড অ্যানালিসিস অফ অল কাইন্ডস অফ পসিবল এভিডেন্সেস হোয়াট ইজ উইল বি বোনাফাইড এভিডেন্স হোয়াট শুড বি কনসিডার্ড অ্যাজ বোনাফাইড এভিডেন্স প্রুফ logic then in the second three next with brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabda the three the conceptions of the ultimate entity of the absolute in the first he has dealt with bhagavan bhagavat sandarbha name he really has dealt with what is brahma And in the second, Paramatmeti, Paramatma and the Jivatma related, there he has dealt with what is the nature of Jiva, Jiva soul. That is dealt in the third part. And in the fourth, he has dealt with Krishna, the highest development of the theistic absolute. And then fifth, he has dealt means to end. Considering this knowledge or yoga and any other karma, eliminating everything, only devotion may be accepted as means to end, he has proved. And in the fourth, what is the prayojan, the fulfillment of life? That is only love of Krishna and nothing else, neither liberation nor any other achievement, but only love of Krishna. That is the fulfillment of our life. In this way he has made perfect. And if one is well read in that book, he will be invincible in the whole world to establish what is Krishna, what is his devotion, how it is, like again, for itself, and and by itself, and the die to live. As an English philosopher, German, Hegel, where the Nanda Purishanam B.A., coming to the effect, and not that the effect can control the cause.
I still didn't get the significance of the Kurma Purana.
Kurma Purana? What is the significance of the Kurma Purana?
কুর্মপুরাণে কি আছে? কুর্মপুরাণ বলেছেন,
কুর্মপুরাণ তো আমার ঠিক পড়া নেই, মানে কুর্মদেবের আবির্ভাব এবং তিনি কাউকে বলছেন তত্ত্ব সম্বন্ধে আর কি এইরকমই আছে। আমি ঠিক কুর্মপুরাণ পড়িনি যদিও, সব পুরাণের মধ্যে মৎস্য পুরাণে অংশ এরকম মৎস্যদেব বলছেন, আমাদের ভাগবতী একটু বলছেন, সপ্তমবর্তরা রেখে বলছেন, ভাগবতী আছে যেমন ওই রকমই তার আবির্ভূত হচ্ছেন, তার কথাটা বলছেন অপর একজন।
দ্য কাইন্ড অফ নলেজ দ্যাট ইজ ইমানেটিং ফ্রম দি ইনকার্নেশন অফ দি লর্ড অ্যাজ কুর্ম, দ্যাট ইজ কুর্ম পুরাণ। দ্য টেন অবতার ইউ নো, মৎস্য, কুর্ম, বরাহ, Nrisimha, in this way, and they came and they gave their particular advice, special advice, and mainly that is the basis of that instruction, and that is known as Kurma Puran. Then Nrisimha Puran, Varaha Puran, Matsya Puran, that is, in that figure the Lord has given such instructions, and that has been recorded to a certain extent. And in his name, that book is going on. Nrisimha Puran is also, Nrisimha Dev is saying, his advices that came from him, that is mainly the guiding principle there. In this way, the name has been.
So the Kurma Puran is considered Sattvic chapter.
Sattvic Puran.
Sattvic.
I shall show you, that is a book, Gaudiya Kanthar. The shlokas are all quoted there.
I can show you.
Huh?
I can show you.
Aapne kaise aache? Gauriya Kanthar? Then you can show. You can show it. There it is mentioned, the classification of Puranam, yes. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic.
Bhagavat Saptamadhi. Guru Maharaj,
yes?
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking in the grammar, everything in Krishna Sambandha.
Yes.
That is his Leela. So Jiva Goswami's Harinamamrita Vyakaran. Is that the same Leela? Is that an extension of that Leela?
That Namabhas has been explained there.
Yes, Namabhas. So
Namabhas.
There's some differences there then.
Yeah, why? The difference is this is remote and that is direct.
Yes. On the basis of Namabhas.
In Paramahansa, in the highest stage, one sees everything connected with Krishna. But in the lower stage, these special things are recommended to help him for Krishna consciousness.
More distant.
More distinct. But when one realizes to the highest point, then anything and everything will excite him, in him, about Krishna consciousness.
So
nothing beyond.
Yes. So on the basis of Namabhas, that is more distant, not so
more
distinct.
More distinct.
Yes.
More distinct.
Distinct.
In ordinary Dhatu Sutra, everywhere one can find Krishna, can trace Krishna presence, that is remote.
Yes.
That is not to be traced everywhere. And this is Namabhas, the nearer approach. in that way.
But Mahaprabhu's approach was direct.
Huh?
Mahaprabhu's, when Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave in Krishna Sambandha, that was direct.
He showed that anything and everything has connection with Krishna. Mm. Without his support, his connection, nothing can remain. Mm. Whatever it may be, it must have some connection with him.
And
we have to trust that. If there is any scholar here in Navadvip, I challenge them. Let them come and refute me. I say that everything is connected with Krishna.
Yes.
Let the professors, the atheistic school, come and convince me that is without Krishna these things can remain. Nothing can remain.
Yes.
From every thread we can go ultimately to the prime cause. We shall have to go. He has given connection to anything and everything here.
Yes.
That is my general instruction. Let it be challenged by any scholar of the world. That was it. Then.
And in the case of Jiva, with Namamrit Vyakaran, a slightly different, slightly different conception in the case of Harinamamrita Vyakaran.
Harinamamrita Vyakaran is a little more nearer approach. Namabhas. But Namabhas, if you can get Namabhas anyhow, it is not sure that all leaders of this Harinamamrita, they will have a Namabhas. Namabhas, in the case of Namabhas, no surety, certainty, no guarantee is given.
Yes.
The Namabhas must be. But it may come. It may come. Otherwise, everyone taking the name, he must have been liberated. Mukti. But they do not get mukti.
Yes.
So, Namabhas, in Namabhas, committing Namabhas, then we sometimes we find that Namabhas can help us to emancipation. But it is his will. Not only in every time taking the name, the Namabhas will come, it is not guaranteed.
Guru Maharaj, Namabhas, Srila Prabhupada has described as not, it is not pure chanting of the holy name.
Yes.
What is the negative quality there?
Negative that he is trying to get the visa, passport, not the visa. By passport, he can go to the last limit of the country. But without visa, he cannot have admission into the another land. So by Namavas, one can get, we can get the passport to go anywhere and everywhere, which may not be the right for all. Suppose in the frontier, if one has got special certificate, he can go to visit the frontier. Otherwise, how the military arrangement is there, all the people may not be allowed there to notice that. Do you follow? No. Am I clear?
Yes.
You are living, suppose, in West Germany.
Yes.
But West Germany may not give all the subjects of West Germany to go and have an inspection of the border of East Germany. Because there may be some military arrangement, and the ordinary man should not know that. You see?
Yes.
But special ticket is given to particular persons who are reliable. They may go and inspect the frontier where military arrangement is made. Not to all, but to some. some teachers may be allowed, they can go to inspect the modern land. Not all. Something like that. By Namaras, you can go to the extremity of this material world. Extremity. To the frontier line. And not to cross. To cross, that means to encroach the other land, enter into other land. That is Vaikuntha. That only through service, through visa, we can enter in another land. What is the meaning of the visa? The visa is a certificate which will be given to you that you are not only in danger, but you have some contribution for the interest of that country where you want to enter. Then the visa will be allowed. So when service that we want to do, give something to the other part, then we may be allowed to enter, otherwise no. That is bhakti, dedication, service.
Namakara Bahirevati may be Namavas.
Namavas, Namakhar, that is Namaparad. Mainly Namaparad, and rarely Namavas.
Yes.
And the Shuddha Nam, that means we must have some dedicating tendency, fine dedicating concept, unadulterated dedicating tendency we must have. Sevan Mukh. When the Sevan Mukh, then we can get admission into the finer land, where everyone, every member is to serve and not to enjoy. That is the temperament. Whatever the outer expression, to our eye we may think that they are also enjoying one another, but it is not the fact. They are meeting only in the plane of dedication, serving. Even the union of the husband and the wife, that is also no enjoying mode. Also, serving. If we can conceive that, then we can conceive Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? All serving mode. Without that, none can enter into that plane. Generally, we see that husband enjoys the wife, but wife has got also a sort of enjoyment thereby, but maybe less aggressive and passive, but fully there, no spirit of enjoyment. Just as the wife, she may not have aggressive purpose, but still she gets some enjoyment. So it is possible to feel satisfaction by our passive and serving attitude. But the spirit of service must remain there, otherwise no entrance is possible in that plane. So, similar, not same, of prakrita. Prakritavat, just like mundane, but it is not mundane, just the opposite. So, this is the highest conception of Vrindavan. Like mundane, but not mundane, but just the opposite of serving. It is possible. That's the same thing, that union of the men and women. When with a prostitute, that is constant, condemned very much. But when in married life,